In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Elizabeth Hood, Associate Vice Chancellor for Research and Technology Transfer for Arkansas State University. This is Cut 1, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the values of using cellulose is that you can use any kind of plant because every plant has cellulose. And the ones that have the best yields are things such as switchgrass, corn stover, rice straw, and wood. Wood being the waste products from the forestry industry, so branches and leaves and sawdust. Those are the best ones.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
First, you have to grind your plant material because you don't want it to be large pieces. You need small pieces. And then you put it into what's a similar sort of machine to a pressure cooker. And you put in some water and you pressure cook it for about 5 minutes. And that blows apart the different parts of the plant material so that they're more accessible to the next step, which is enzymes. And then you put in these catalysts that actually break the cellulose down into individual sugars. And then those sugars are fermented by microorganisms such as yeast, and it makes beer just like you would make beer to drink. And the ethanol that's in that mash at the end is then distilled off into pure ethanol.
This is Cut 3, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
You can utilize your agricultural waste products that you generally usually leave in the field when you harvest a grain. You can grow an energy crop such as switchgrass or miscanthus or one of the other energy crops that's being developed. Or you can belong to a co-op and be part of the facility that actually generates the ethanol, or you can be a grower of the crop that contains the enzyme, and it's a value-added, identity-preserved type of growth situation.